This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. I love found objects, items, things I find traipsing around our place or near our place or out on hikes or drives across the land on long drives when you have to stop to pee. You know, you're already stopped, so why not look around? And I found so many cool things when stopping for myself or Ms. Mosquitie or Dove or both of us. And I'm always looking at plants, you know that, but it's on the ground where I find stuff I think is pretty cool. A rusty can, an arrowhead, a dead insect, a shedded snakeskin, a tiny skull, an old coin, a very old cartridge, a feather, a beautiful rock. And of course, these found objects find their way from my day pack or truck floor into our home. And they may start on the kitchen counter or dining table, and where they can be handled and fondled and discussed for a while, and then somehow they move to shelves. Is it elves in the night, Petey? I don't know, but wonderful found objects find their way to shelves and become marvelous clutter. Move along, Marie Kondo, I mutter as I organize feathers or fragments of pottery. These old cartridges will look good in a rusty can. These geodes should be together, or they'd look good with roadrunner feathers. One day while moving found objects around a shelf, I realized that for the most part I know where they were found, and if you were there with me, I could tell you, and you could fall asleep. Okay, the stories about finding them, these objects, that's fun, but I really sometimes like to think about, how did that object end up in the dirt at my feet, you know? Oh, I know the rocks, that's a different geological story, and I got to go home and pull out my golden book of rocks and geology, but how about this, an old cartridge, the caliber 40-65. They started making those in the late 1880s, and the late 1880s soldiers were still chasing native people in the borderlands. One day, walking across the grassland very near our home, I found a mercury dime, a 1917 mercury dime. Who dropped that dime? When our daughters were little, I think around 9 or 10 years old, we were camping above the Blue River. We started finding tiny obsidian points, small, shiny black arrowheads beneath an immense alligator bark juniper tree, a trunk so large we couldn't get all of our connected arms around it. How old was that tree? 500, 600, 700 years old? Was someone napping points by that Juniperus depiana 500 years ago? And who were they? Recently, Ms. Mosquitie and I were hiking in the southern end of the Chiricahua Mountains. We had our lunch beneath a magnificent white oak. After eating, we poked around that oak. I kicked up a couple old rusty cans, very rusty cans, almost corroded through. I picked up one of those cans, unmistakably an evaporated milk can. And you know how you pour the milk out of an evaporated milk can? You punch two holes on one side and one hole on the other. Maybe your pocket knife has an awl, right? And now you can pour that evaporated milk into your coffee. I wondered, maybe, some vaqueros working on a fence line 50 years ago had a fire by that oak and made coffee. Well, I could just talk forever wondering about all these found objects and put you to sleep, I know. But here you go. That oak we lunched under, Arizona white oak, Quercus arizonica, in the borderlands of Arizona Sonora. It ranges from 5,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation. And that's just around here, around you and me, but it's also found further into Sonora and Chihuahua and then up into central Arizona. But here's the cool thing about Arizona white oak. It's starting its acorn drop. Oh, yeah, as we speak, acorns are dropping and will go on for quite a while. Oh, yeah, I'm going to gather some and plant some of those Arizona white acorns. But I suspect a few acorns will end up on the kitchen counter or dining room table and then to a shelf next to a scrub jay feather. Or how about this? On top of a very old, rusty, evaporated milk can. Glorious clutter from the borderlands. The clutter is beautiful, oh yeah, and the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.